Hello, GWA. I was supposed to do the Proust questionnaire with Toss This Away, Love. I don't know. Toss Me Away, Love. Apologies. Yeah, I was supposed to do this with him yesterday-ish. And the time difference, life kind of got away from us. And he submitted his. So this is my turn to do mine. So I am female and identify as straight, despite a couple of encounters, I guess, when I was younger, but that isn't the point. Okay, moving on. What gets you turned on? I think it's, for the most part, it's wanting something I can't have. Even not sexually, it's the thing that drives me to do a lot of the things that happen in my life, is that people, if someone tells me I can't do it, it's a guarantee I'm going to try my damnedest to actually make it happen. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Dichotomous. So a lot of the time and a lot of the stuff that I really enjoy is dirtier and is kind of more animalistic and I guess traditional-ish, in that it has obviously stronger male positions and more subservient and more submissive female acts. But by the same point, I am a raging feminist, I don't tend to give up my power all that easily. What is your favourite sexual act? These days, it's blowjobs. I hated, when I first started having sex, I absolutely hated having to give blowjobs. I never felt I was very good at it, and it always just felt weird, having a cock in my mouth. But I think as I've continued and I've grown up, it's become a sensation that I really look forward to and something that I fully enjoy doing. And a lot of the time, it's that, I think again, it's the challenge aspect of it. Yeah. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I talked about this with somebody else the other day and mentioned the fact there's a quote, and I should have looked up the source before this, but I didn't, that says, seduce my mind and you can have my body. And it is very true for me. If you can make me laugh and you can make my mind want you and be enthralled by you and amazed by you, you pretty much guaranteed yourself the right to do whatever the hell you like. So wit and intellect are probably the best things for seducing me. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I hate the word good. It's like nice. I have a very big problem with the word nice. But obviously, I think it's the same as everybody else's idea of a good encounter. in that both parties come away satisfied. Surely it gets into the, I think it gets into the realms of great encounters when people are learning things about themselves or exploring sides of themselves that they've maybe thought about or fantasized about and haven't had the opportunity to, or the partner they trust, or things like that. How many times have I said I'm in this? You'll genuinely have to forgive me. I've been doing a fair amount of celebrating this evening. When you want to feel sexy, what's your favourite colour to wear? And how do you prepare yourself? Well, I bother shaving my legs, which is a real start. A lot of the... I was in a long-distance relationship most recently, and obviously that does not require the shaving of one's legs, and winter in the UK similarly doesn't require hairless legs. So that's the biggest, I think, indicator to me if I'm interested in someone or considering sex at all, or the possibility of it. Shaving my legs is the biggest preparation for me. It's the kind of go time signal. But favourite colour. It kind of stems from the one dress. So I got a dress custom made for me. Because I have an unfortunate habit of being freakishly tall and cannot buy a floor length dress in kind of high street shops. So I had one made for me for a ball I was going to a couple of years ago. And it's a lavendery lilac, almost grey silk. And it is the most stunning piece of clothing that I may ever have seen. And it's just, I think, timelessly sexy. So that colour to me, because of the feeling of wearing that dress, that colour is massively sexy for me. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? It has to be Jay Gatsby. he's a terrible person if you think about it properly, but there is something about the ultimate devotion he has to a woman he basically met a few times and fell in love with, and to love and fun and joy and distraction, and that is brilliant to me. So he is my fictional hero, I guess. Who turns you on the most in your life? Barring a few of the more explicit friendships I have, my old editor at the magazine I work for was potentially the sexiest man in the universe, and also one of definitely the nicest, but the things that I think any girl he crossed paths with would have done to him were disgraceful. Moving on. What are your favourite names to be called during a sexual encounter? It's not so much names as it's the phrasing, and it's one particular word that doesn't make all that much sense on its own, but it's my. And if you, like, obviously, if you say my at me during sex, that's not sexy. But it's happened a few times entirely coincidentally that my partner has been going to call me a slut or a whore, or kind of the names that get bandied around a lot more often and are far more common in porn and here especially. But it's happened that he slipped in my at that point, and that has completely blown everything out of the water. It's the possessiveness and the claim, I guess, that really simple two-letter word adds to a phrase like slut or whore is beyond pop. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I would love to be able to maintain the ability to talk filth. One, when I get overly turned on, and two, after I orgasm. My brain tends to shut down entirely, which is one of the reasons that I decided to start posting on GWA, is to try and train myself into being able to continue a story or a conversation, because at the minute my mind just blanks out, and that doesn't work too well when you're trying to maintain some form of dialogue there. How did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting? So I answered the why, and obviously because I creeped here for a very long time, since about last July or August, I think. I've been subscribed to GWA, and I've been speaking to a few of the superstars, let's call them. But finding out about it, I'm not really sure how I did it. It was probably just linked from another sub. Dirtiest fantasy. I've blatantly already done that one. it's my the library one that I enacted in my first post. Kinkiest sex you've ever had. It depends on your definition of kinky, I suppose. Because it's not been... I haven't had an overly BDSM-filled past. That's a much more recent development. But there have been fairly inappropriate, I guess, encounters. I had a threesome with my best friend for her boyfriend's birthday, which was an excellent evening for, I think, everybody involved. And that was filthy. But when I think of inappropriate, and when I think of dirty, I guess, I think of the fact... an ex of mine a fairly long time ago now, and I went out for the evening, remembering that the drinking age in the UK is 18, and as a woman in the UK, you can get away with visiting bars from about 15 or 16, depending how you look, obviously. And so we'd been out in a pub and had come back fairly drunk at this point. Had sex on his kitchen table. Well, his parents' kitchen table, since we were still both living at home at that point. And and didn't really think anything of it at that time. Went off to bed. And then came down the next morning and were both invited to sit with his parents around the table and have breakfast. which one we knew what had happened on it about 6 hours before wasn't the most well behaved thing we probably could have or should have done. And lastly, what is your favourite part of your body and why? I think the part I get most compliments on would be my chest, due to obvious sizing reasons. But personally, as much hassle as they cause me, I really enjoy the fact I have long legs. 'Cause I'm disproportionately tall. So I'm just over 5'10". Well, between 5'10 and close to 5'11 these days. But I have a 37 inch inside leg, so I'm pretty much all leg, and it's a nightmare to try and find trousers or jeans or a skirt that reaches my knees, but they come in handy for leverage and for wrapping various places. And that's it. That's the 15 questions of the Proust questionnaire. Feel free to ask me anything further in comments, and I'm sorry that this lasted quite as long as it did.